Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas, a show designed to bring you real-world business knowledge for entrepreneurs, working professionals, and business owners who are seeking to up-level their business game. You are about to join the hot new All About You show with successful entrepreneurs and business experts sharing their stories and powerful takeaways while providing the tools to help you thrive. Your hosts for the Imagine More Success podcast are the best-selling authors, Cindy Hendricks, a business performance specialist, and Thomas Hides, a certified world-class speaker and voice trainer. And now, it's time to realize your dreams and imagine more success.
You are about to receive some amazing tips and information today on the IMS podcast. We have a wonderful guest today, Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, you are one of the co-hosts of this show. I'm so excited that you're going to be able to share with us today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Thomas. I'm so excited to be able to bring this show to our listeners with you as a co-host as well. And let's get started.
Sounds fantastic. Let's start off with the word of the week.
Time for the
word of the week is amazing because it is success. Everyone's in business to have success, right? Whether it's making more money or getting out there and getting your name on the marquee or whatever it is that success means to you. And I first remember hearing about a definition of success from my favorite author, whose name is Earl Nightingale. He said that success can be many things to many people. Someone who's homeless on a park bench is successful because that's exactly what they want to be doing, right?
Yeah, that's very true. You know, the personal definition of success is so important because then we know what it is we're going after. A person knows exactly what you want to do and what you want to focus on in your life and what results you want.
Yes, and in my estimation, the simple definition of success is the accomplishment of one's goals. Because whatever your goal is, if you accomplish it, then that would be success.
That's a very lovely, succinct answer.
Yes, and the name of our show is Imagine More Success. So there you have it. We're busy imagining and making it happen.
There's so many wonderful things for you coming up in just a moment. We've got an incredible opportunity to get some insightful coaching from Cindy, who's an amazing personal coach as well as business coach. She's actually a business performance specialist. Cindy, today, what massive takeaway can you give us for today's show?
Well, I want to share a story with you about a client that I helped recently. This particular person has a very successful company already, and she was having some issues because one of the people on her team was actually creating issues within the team. And I love to call that a pot stirrer. We all know who the pot stirrers are, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yes. And they're easily identified. But the issue I have seen, not only with this client that I was helping, but also in every single company I've worked with and nearly everybody that I have helped in coaching or consulting, is they don't always deal with those people immediately. And what happens is that the issue gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It's like the elephant in the room that nobody wants to deal with.
And why do you think that is? Why is it no one wants to deal with the pot stirrers in the beginning?
I know the answer to that one, and it is that no one wants to deal with conflict. They avoid it like the plague. When I was working in business management all over the country for decades, I really had to nearly force the managers that worked for me to sit people down. And many times they were so uncomfortable doing it, you know, they almost broke out in hives because they just don't want to deal with the negative subjects. And then, of course, you've got to deal with the backlash. So anyway, with this gal that I was working with, her pot stirrer was someone that she really liked. And that makes it even harder.
I can imagine.
Yes. And I told her that if you like this gal so much and she's costing you money and creating issues on your team that are not positive, is that the direction you want your company to go? Because what really happens with pot stirs, if one's allowed to stir, then they get other people stirring. It becomes a bigger pot and more people until it almost takes the company down.
There's too many chefs in the kitchen.
Exactly. And nobody knows what they're cooking. They're cooking up a pot of trouble. So the whole issue is you've got to take the bull by the horns and you got to ride that bull. And so I gave her some ideas on how to do that and ask her after we went over some scenarios. You know, it's like a role play. And she felt like she could do that. So I left her with the thought, when you feel that building your business to be more successful and more financially successful, then you're going to be ready to take on this pot stirring issue.
What's a tip that you can give the listeners for someone who's really conflict averse? How can they successfully go through something which seems like conflict, but typically has massive positive results at the end?
I always look for a win-win situation in all things, because if you work really hard and figure it out, then you certainly should be able to come up with a win-win, even if it's helping the person find another position, right?
Yeah. That could definitely be a win-win.
Exactly, because sometimes positions are not right for people, and that's another challenge. That's another show. But anyway, the things that work best to help people deal with conflict management, in my experience, is role play. You know, you get two people, you figure out what the conflict is, and then you role play and try to come up with a win-win.
Yeah, and I think whenever any time that you take the best interest, not just for yourself, but for the other people involved, the outcomes can always be wonderful for everyone, even if they seem a little rocky when they're actually happening.
Exactly. For the coaching corner, Imagine More Success is going to spend a little bit of time talking about how success can work in other businesses.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Many times people don't imagine how something could be different because we're so used to how things are. We don't use our imagination to think about how things could be different. We could come up with different outcomes. We could come out with different paths to lead us to success. And it's almost like a brainstorming session within the people that are involved. And that is how I would perceive the best technique would be to come up with solutions for a successful outcome.
So instead of following train tracks like your locomotive, you're getting to play a little bit more freely, more like maybe a hot air balloon. You're getting to explore a little bit more. You see great value in that.
Or have the brakeman put you on a different set of tracks.
Yeah.
Sure the too. Tracks to get to the balloon, to go up into other places.
I like it.
Yes, I'm from train track country, okay?
So I was a conductor.
Exactly.
I do have one question. When you find yourself talking to young entrepreneurs, people who are just starting out, probably one little piece of advice that you'd like to give them based upon what you see most often as a huge roadblock for them?
Well, I can tell you with not only new people, but with anyone at any point, the biggest issue I see is that people cannot see the forest for the trees. And many times they don't look for positive ways to figure that out. And an example would be, can't make a decision about something. Well, when you're trying to figure out answers all by yourself, it's very challenging because most people stay in their head.
Okay.
When you need to come outside of yourself for some of those answers. And that could be, you know, journaling. It could be talking with a friend. It could be talking with a mate or a partner. It could be hiring a coach or a consultant, getting in a mastermind. You know, the techniques are endless what you could do, but what I have found is many people just stay in their head because they don't want to maybe admit they can't figure it out themselves. Mm. I have several people in my A-team of having people that I can, you know, ask for support for things that I'm not good at, like technology or graphics. Those are two of my toughest arenas because I've never had the time to be able to work on those things. And as you know, Thomas, you're so much better at those things than I am. And I never have an issue asking for help or support, even with all my experience, because nobody can be good at everything.
And we're so fortunate that you don't have to be perfect at everything. You don't have to be an expert at everything. There's so many amazing professionals out there who have a passion for, who have desire, a love of what they do, can be highly specialized, and they can bring all of their talents, all their expertise, all their years of training into fixing that one thing for you or working on that one part of your business that you just don't know or love doing. What an amazing, amazing opportunity. In our next segment, we're going to have a chance to hear some really expert advice from Cindy Hendricks, which is fantastic. Cindy, before we go, tell us a little bit about the very first thing that you would like to bring into a business.
The first thing you have to bring into a business to be successful is, you know, attitude is everything. If you don't have a good attitude about your approach to your work, your product, your services, or the people you deal with, I've seen this many times, that it's not going to be successful. Attitude, and, you know, again, Earl Nightingale, that's my teenage years training of learning about how attitude is everything.
Attitude is everything in business, in life, in every encounter that you have with anyone that you meet. Attitude is certainly everything. Thank you so much for sharing that with us today. And Earl Nightingale, what an amazing example, fantastic teacher. And we're certainly going to be hearing more quotes from him in the very near future. Cindy, I know that you love him and he's super popular. If you'd like to hear more about some of these wonderful ideas and make sure that your attitude is in the right place, imaginemoresuccess.com is a fantastic website for you to check out. Please join us there. We would love for you to sign up. And in our next segment, we're going to hear more from Cindy Hendricks about some of her tips, tools, and tactics on creating the business that you want, that you love, and that you desire. Cindy, we'll be back in just a few minutes. Please stay tuned.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com. Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
We're back with Cindy Hendricks, the business performance specialist. Cindy, what's it like to have your definition of success change over time?
Well, I got to tell you, it feels pretty darn good, because I, like most people who worked for many years to hone their craft and then got into my own business, you know, we're always excited when we have our success milestones. Because in my opinion, just getting your business off the ground is success, because that's the beginning of your future success, right?
Absolutely. When you were starting out and you were in the corporate grind, like so many people were before they moved into becoming an entrepreneur, what was the one part of your life that wasn't quite where you wanted it to be? And that's why you moved into becoming an entrepreneur.
The biggest issue for me was I kept making so darn much money for every company I worked for. I took the awards. I took the highest percent over last year. And when you're making millions for other people, it's like you scratch your head and you say, well, why aren't I doing this for myself? I'm sure many other people have done the very same thing.
I think that's a very valid point. You see a lot of that. And when people move out away from the corporations that they've worked in before, sometimes they find really what moves them and what moves them joyously forward. So when you moved away from the corporate world, what was the thing that brought you the most joy in your new career?
I've always been a coach since it feels like the beginning of time. And one of the people that I've coached for a while told me that they felt I got more excitement than the person who was achieving goals that I helped them.
That's fantastic. That's a great quality to have as a coach.
Yes, I think it's an endorphinal thing. You know, when you help somebody and they're thrilled and happy and off to their next level of success, it's exciting.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your consulting business versus your coaching business. What do you think are the differences between those two?
For me, coaching is when you're working with a person and you're coaching a person. Because I don't know many people who can coach a business.
Makes sense.
And consulting is when you consult with a business person about their business, is my take on how that works. Make sense?
Makes perfect sense. Tell me a little bit more about how you found your voice as a coach.
You know, I had thought back on, you know, what really got me started with coaching and why I'm so attached to helping people achieve their goals. And I remember as an 18-year-old in my first apartment, one of the neighborhood boys always came over and hung out, wanted to know if he could make some money doing this or mowing yards or whatever. And he was struggling in his own life. And the coach in me came out and got him started to improve his own life. Because, you know, not everybody comes from a great family. In fact, a very small percentage of people come from a family.
Okay.
On top of their game. And what's interesting, one of my childhood girlfriends told me she met up with him last year, in fact. I'm not even going to tell you how long that's been.
Okay.
And that he is so very successful and he owns his own business. And to me, it just touched my heart that, you know, I was one of the first people who helped turn him around. Instead of focusing on the negative in his life, he focused on the positive.
So you've been coaching from the time you were a kid?
Yeah, seems like.
And the rewards just keep piling up, not just for you, but obviously for the people you're helping.
Exactly. Exactly. What about you, Thomas? I know that you coach people also in a little different arena than mine.
Yes, absolutely. And it's very rewarding because you get an opportunity to co-create some really magical things with the clients. And they have an opportunity to express themselves and really find out what's important to them and find a way to express it cleanly and clearly and very powerfully.
And how does success look like for you with your clients?
Most of them, it's money. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
that's the first result that they can usually quantify, so that then they know exactly how much success they're achieving in their life. But really the second and honestly the most important one is life balance, where they're having a chance to design the life that they want. Tim Ferriss talks about it, lifestyle design. He creates something that really makes a huge difference as far as what your day-to-day life looks like, and it looks more and more each day like what your perfect day would look like.
Well, you know, I think besides life balance and money, I really feel like all of us enjoy having that feeling inside when we've made a difference in someone's life. I know you have that, Thomas, because when you talk about people you've helped, I see your whole aura light up.
Thank you. I see the same thing with you. It's really amazing to be able to help people see the changes in them, watch the progress, watch them grow, and be a part of it, have a chance to share with them in their success. It's really incredible.
It really is. And I know that people are so thrilled to finally find the right synergy with someone. And if I were to pick something to look for when you're looking for support in your life with a coach, consultant, anything really is look for a synergistic relationship. And maybe not so easy to explain what that means. Thomas, share to me with me what you feel having a synergistic relationship is.
In my own opinion, synergistic relationship is one where there's no boundaries on creativity. Basically, both people are allowed to have an open, free voice where they can communicate their ideas. And ideas don't get shot down immediately. Sometimes ideas need to be let out. And even if they sound crazy or silly in the beginning, they just need an opportunity to be explored by both people.
And you know what that leads me to, knowing you and how you operate with your business?
Yes.
Is no fear. If you have no fear, you can have success and eat it with ice cream on a plate.
That's so true. Yeah, the less fear that you have, the more opportunities you have for success, the greater opportunity that there is to create a life that you love and enjoy. So tell me about this. As you moved into your coaching career, tell me about one of your most successful students.
To circle back to the person I was speaking to in our last segment, there are three things I want to share for those listeners who maybe are stuck and can't seem to move forward to find their success in what they're working in. Because this particular person had their first $1 million month after working with me.
And oh, just, wow.
Yeah.
So $1 million month. Hey, everyone's excited about that.
Talk about money being in the goalpost to figure out if it's important. So she really was excited to be able to do this. And the first thing is you've got to be able to see the forest for the trees. And we can't do it alone. So find what it is that works for you. If you can't figure out what that is, then find a coach. And then the second thing is you have to lose the emotional baggage. Everybody out there listening, I want you to raise your hand if you don't have any.
Yeah, you know what? everyone's got emotional baggage.
Well, and you know, we get emotional baggage just driving our car out in the community. You know, we even get hand signals with it.
Yeah, it's a very interesting one sometimes, for sure.
Exactly. So what we need to do is find a way to do that. And if you are looking for ways, I've got some great tips on my website. You can go to businessperformancespecialist.com and get weekly tips for free on all kinds of things, from productivity to emotional baggage. All you have to do is sign up for it.
And Cindy, tell us about your third tip.
The third tip is that you have to be able to figure out what it is that you want and then stay focused and determined to get it. In fact, I write about that in the book I just had published in August called Goal For It, 30 Paths to Imagine More Success. And the two top things that I identified to be able to achieve your goals is focus and determination. Without those two things, you're great at everything.
Yeah, focus and determination can propel anyone's business forward in a positive direction. What is a tool that you like to use in order to help people bring their concepts or ideas into focus today?
The number one thing is to start meditating. We are like computers. We need to defrag our brains. Mm. And sometimes people find things that aren't very healthy to do that. And the list is long of what people are doing out there to try to
distractions.
Yes, get away from all that emotional baggage. But meditation puts you in a place that really helps you to get your mind defragged. And you and I teamed up and created meditations for that are free. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Where to find them?
It's a YouTube channel, Meditate Me Now, which is a great place to begin to calm your mind, focus your efforts, and find some release of any emotional baggage you may have. Talk to me a little bit about determination. What's a tool that you'd like to give your clients to help them stay on the path and to keep going in the face of adversity?
Well, I like to call it D&D. You have to kill the distractions to stay determined. And with so many distractions we have today, with just on that little tiny device we all hold in our hands.
Yes.
Absolutely. We have to be able to get rid of that distraction, whatever it might be. Sometimes it's other things that we're not even aware of. So you have to pay attention. ImagineMoreSuccess.com is a place where people can also go to get all kinds of information through online learning courses. Now, that isn't free, but it's so very worthwhile because you'll get your money back every single day, because every course you take on there, you get free offers from people, free giveaways from all the people who wrote the courses, from lifestyle to business plans. You can find just about everything that you need for life and business.
And the ImagineSuccess.com website, it's not so much about whether or not it's a fee, it's an investment, and the return on the investment is incredible. It's a really invaluable resource that can really be life-changing, not just for you, but for your business. There are also links for the meditations that are on YouTube in the description. You'll find a link to Business Performance Specialist, where you can find out more about Cindy, and you can learn more about the positive, invaluable information that she has to share about the success of your business. Join Cindy Hendricks at businessperformancespecialist.com, where you can receive 26 free tips that will only help to create a more successful business for you. Or you can go to Imagine More Success, where you can learn about tips, tools, and tactics to create a better you for your business. And for meditations, YouTube channel Meditate Me Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of IconQuality.com, that's IconQuality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having, and I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit ImagineMoreSuccess.com and preview all the training categories available, and click on the yellow Sign Up for a Free Trial button at the top of the page. That's ImagineMoreSuccess.com. And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
We're back with Cindy Hendricks.
Hey, Thomas.
Hey, welcome back. Cindy, in the previous segment, you talked about the three tips for the listeners, the forest for the trees, the emotional baggage, and focus and determination. I have a little question for you. What do you find is the number one resistance that people give for not wanting to hire a coach?
Well, again, I think I talked a little bit about it before, that people don't want to ask for help. They want to figure out their own issues themselves. And sometimes they're kind of embarrassed that they don't know the answers.
They want to be their own hero.
Exactly. And people don't like to ask for help, I don't think, in general, especially entrepreneurials and business owners. We want to figure out our own stuff, right?
Yeah, I think it's kind of one of those things where men don't necessarily want to always ask for directions. I know a couple of women who don't like to ask for directions either.
Okay, so I'd like to point out that I did not bring that up, Thomas.
I know. I just had to take responsibility there for sure.
Really, yeah. Really. That's a hot one right there.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah, so, and especially if you're a coach sometimes is fearful of asking for a coach to coach them.
I know. And this is the thing. Success leaves clues. You can always find someone else who's farther down the road who maybe has more learning in one specific area that you don't have. And even if that isn't the case, you still need an outside perspective of yourself. That's the one thing everyone forgets. You can't see yourself because you're experiencing yourself.
Exactly. I think we talked to someone recently who said that it's really impossible to talk about yourself or to write about yourself, because you can't get inside and get outside and look inside.
Yeah, and really pull on that 30,000 feet perspective when you're in the same skin. Yeah, very, very difficult to do.
Exactly.
You know, and we've said before, Bill Gates says everyone needs a coach. He said that in his very first TED Talk in 2013. That's Bill Gates. If there's anybody you would think may not need a coach, might be Bill Gates.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm sure some of his people would argue with you on that point. I've heard that he doesn't have a good bedside manner with his people. Chair side manner with his people.
Listen, he's got tremendous expectations. He's built amazing things. And I'm sure that you know, he has his own processes in order to do that.
Well, and to move a team, you've got to be tough and you've got to be able to take that whip and snap it when you need to. And some people who are underperforming sometimes don't like that.
Some of that too is kind of that idea of the ship's captain, where the captain of the ship has to make the best decisions for the ship. And that's not always super, it doesn't always make the crew really, really happy. It doesn't make them happy sailors.
Exactly. Well, here's a good point on coaches, on people who hire coaches that you wouldn't expect them to, is Tony Robbins. I mean, he came from very humble beginnings, and I don't believe he ever finished his education. And he has coached some of the top people in the world, Richard Branson, heads of state, presidents. So even if people at that level hire folks to come and help them with an understanding of whatever it is that they need some help looking through that forest with, then even everybody would need to have someone.
Yeah, and Tony Robbins is a great example. You could say he never finished his education. He's a person, he's never going to finish his education, because for him, lifelong learning is an important part of his daily life, and an important part of who he is how he is creating himself into becoming who he wants to be in the future.
Another person I think is Oprah Winfrey. She and Tony Robbins have a lot in common. I don't know that she. I think she did finish her education in broadcasting, or something to do with that, I believe. But I think what those two have in common is that their listening skills are at the top of their game, and they can listen to a person and figure out what it is that's going on that they need help or support with. And I think that is a benchmark for every coach to be able to say, you know, I'm a good listener and I can figure out what it is that people need.
Both of them are amazing at implementation as well. They can take a concept, they can hear it. Maybe they hear it once, maybe they work with it a few times, and then they've implemented it into their life. It becomes a part of who they are. And that's the thing that I see so many times. People get overloaded with information, but then they don't necessarily focus and do one of the things that could lead them to implementing the most important things that they've learned.
Cindy. Exactly. Now, before we go on, I just want to interject a thought here. For people who struggle with hiring a coach, if you go to imaginemoresuccess.com, that is an online learning portal where for, you know, less than 10 bucks a week, you can get on and learn about anything it is that you need to learn and also get some free giveaways from everybody who's put a course on that website. So take a look and see what it is that you can find that might be helpful for you to get started or in between your coaching sessions.
Yeah, I would agree totally. For your business, there, for you within your business, there's no better place to learn those invaluable tools and techniques to propel yourself forward so that your business can move forward as well.
And also on that website, we've got meditations soon, coming soon, that people will be able to pick up for a very reasonable price to be able to help them with their emotional baggage, because you've got to have some way of releasing that baggage. And then the third tip that we talked about earlier was determination and focus. Now, most of the positions I've had, people would say to me that I was like a dog with a bone.
I've heard people say that about you. Yes, it's very true.
Yes, and sometimes it's not very flattering, but it gets the job done.
Very, very true. Tell me a little bit about how you draw the best out in the people that you work with, the people in your team.
I think relationship building is probably one of the best things you can do with everyone in your world. Because if you have a solid relationship with anyone, it's always easier to accomplish anything. And I think if you build the integrity along with the relationship, people know that they can trust you with whatever it is that you're working on.
I love it. Know, trust, and like. I've heard that over and over again. So you know someone, you can trust them, you can like them, and you can work with them. And success just becomes a product of an amazing working relationship between a few people.
Yes, that's the mantra of Sandra Yancey with eWomen Network, the platform of our podcast. And she says that you do business with people you know, like, and trust.
Know, like, and trust. Great, great words to live by.
Yes. And another place people can get those tips, business tips, free of charge is businessperformancespecialist.com. The first several are all about productivity, which is that determination piece I talked to with the focus and determination, that if you can raise your productivity, then you can see the goalpost of the goal when you're on your way with determination to achieve it.
And it's really about finding more time. It's about either creating more time, right? Or managing the time that you have better than you have been, because everyone has just 24 hours in a day, right? Unless you know something I don't know, right?
I'm still working on that one. I need an
extra. Trying to add one.
But you're right. I think the key that you pointed out is to manage the time that you have. Most people are not paying any attention to how much time they're wasting on many different things. I think the cell phone, the television with all those mindless programs, who writes that crap anyway?
Hey, there's some brilliant people coming up with that stuff. You know, there's little hooks in that.
I know. Well, you know, some of it's good. I can't say otherwise, but some of those sitcoms, oh my gosh. Okay, so success. Think about the success that you want in your life and what it is it's going to take for you to get it. And we've given you some fantastic tips today on some are free and some are not. And think about your path to success. Give us a comment. You can go to our Facebook page. We'll put the URL on our show card so that you can find us. It's an easy enough one. I think if you type in Imagine More Success or IMS Podcast, you'll be able to find us. And
get a link from the website, imaginemoresuccess.com. There's an icon there for the Facebook page where people can find us, take a look at some of the content, leave some comments as well. We'd love to hear from you so that we know what it is you'd like to know about, what it is success means to you. Because that's who it's what it's really about. What does success mean to you as an individual, as just a single person?
You can also leave a comment on our Blog Talk Radio page.
Yes, what an invaluable resource. It's a fantastic site. Definitely a place that we would recommend you checking us out on. And Cindy, one last quick question, but just before we wrap up the segment, I wanted you to take a moment to tell the audience about the difference between managing your time, where you just manage your work time, and also how to manage your play time.
Well, you know, a lot of bosses would like you to only manage your work time, but we're human beings and we need to manage ourselves as a total person, whether it's work time, whether it's play time, home time, or your personal work at home.
So you have to make time to play, is what you're saying?
Well, you have to manage all your time and find ways to do things more productively. I know you've worked with me, Thomas, and you've seen how I take something and make it simple so that you can just blow through it and not waste your time. And that's what I'm talking about. Those are folks who need a coach that don't have enough time to show them how they can manage their time even better.
So they can do more, have more, be more, gain more, and really have an amazing life. It's lifestyle design. Just like Tim Ferriss talks about lifestyle design. Get all your great hard work in. You do have amazing results, finding all the success that you could ever want. And at the same time, you're also having a really wonderful life experience filled with joy, fun, entertainment.
And success.
And success. Yes, both in business and in your home life. Thank you so much, Cindy. We're going to be back with you in just a couple of minutes. We've got some really exciting content coming up. Please stay tuned.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com and get your business where you want it to be.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's iconquality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a 3-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination, and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world, and you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming 3-day epic event experience. Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
We're back with Cindy Hendricks, the business performance specialist from businessperformancespecialist.com. Cindy, you shared a really beautiful quote with me very recently. I just want to read it. Success finds those who plan their work. Start each week with your intended goals or workload, plan them, and then implement them. Success will look good on you.
And boy, oh boy, doesn't it? You know, I've talked to a lot of people about goals, and some feel like, you know, like even writing a business plan or goals and writing them isn't the way to go. But if you don't have a roadmap, how are you going to get to where you want to be?
Again, we have those two super valuable points we all need on a roadmap. We need to know where we are when we start. You need to know where you're starting, and you need to know where you're going. And then the map becomes valuable. Otherwise, it has no value.
Exactly. And most people don't realize that a goal has to be fluid. And by that, I mean you come in and you come out of the goal end game. So an example would be if you have your heart set on... if you have your heart set on accomplishing one thing and you have a roadblock that opens your eyes to a different goal that's similar but different, then be fluid enough to take that other path to go to the better goal than what you initially started.
Oh, it's kind of like questions where you only get an answer as good as the question that you asked. You can only get a successful outcome as good as the goal that you set.
Exactly. And being willing to change it. It's not written in stone. It's written in your heart of what you want to achieve.
Oh, I love that. I love the idea of fluidity because especially in today's world, it seems like people have so many different things that they love doing, so many different outcomes that they want to achieve. And just because they have one at one point doesn't mean they don't want to have another one later. Have you had that in your life as well?
I think everybody does, don't you?
I would have to agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So to be successful, you really have to keep your eye on the ball, but when the ball turns, turn with it.
Sounds perfect.
Yes. And I have a second quote. You know, I'm a quote gal. The quote that you read is from my newest book called Insights from an Intuitive, loaded with other quotes. But this one happens to be from Winston Churchill. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue on that counts.
You know, what an inspirational leader he was. And I had an opportunity. Yeah, at a crucial time, at a critical time. And there's no greater success than survival and thriving after survival. And Winston Churchill embodied all that for an entire nation.
Yes, we could use him now, huh? Well, we won't even go there.
Everyone can use him at any point.
Yeah. But I love that because it talks to... Within the words, it speaks to fluidity within that quote.
Well, another thing that I think success in his mind during World War II literally meant staying alive. For some people, for a lot of people, the idea of success is something very different than that. It doesn't have the same level of importance. It doesn't have the same level of impact in your life. Maybe that's why it's a little bit more difficult to get energized and focused on that thing. So what's your idea about ratcheting up your goals so that they have a greater impact on you as an individual?
Well, I know people don't dream big enough. I remember in my mid-20s, I was working for Casual Corner, for those of you who remember that fun, great clothing store. And I was an assistant manager at the time. And my boss said, call me Cindy, shoot for the moon. And he teased me because I had such lofty goals. And I said, you know what, Ernie, if I don't shoot for the moon, I'll never get to the stars. So get out of my way.
Shoot for the moon, land in the stars. Listen, there's worse things that you can do. I would agree 100%.
And I did achieve all my goals with that company.
And something that's incredible about that is that these super lofty goals, there's not a whole lot of people who are going for them. So you actually have a higher percentage of opportunity of actually reaching them, because not everyone's shooting for those really high goals.
Well, I believe that you can achieve anything you're willing to work for.
Doesn't that really put the focus back into your own hands? It's a really beautiful sentiment, really true.
Focus and determination, it'll take you all the way.
I would agree. Tell me a little bit about some of the tools that you have available for the listeners to help them find success in their own lives.
Well, if you, again, go to those two websites we mentioned, you can get all kinds of tips. And you know what I've noticed, Thomas, is that people just need one little nugget sometimes. Like the woman I was telling you about, I just gave her a little nugget on how she could deal with that person who was stirring the pot. And if you take the ball and run with it, when you get an idea on problem solving or an idea to build your business,
yes,
you can make so many things happen and you can really get the top level of your goal.
I love that.
Yeah.
Something I'd love for us to move into. I know that you've had some experience with and shared with many people the idea of drawing cards. And I'd love for you to move into that segment and tell us a little bit about what you see for today.
Well, you know, I love my angel cards.
I do. I know you love them.
Yes. And they really do come with a lot of wonderful wisdom. So today, the card that I have drawn is the King of Earth, which is about generous, professional, responsible, and practical. And
King of Earth, generous, professional, responsible, and practical.
And it says, a successful time, confidently accept opportunities you're offered, the Midas touch. And then it comes with a little booklet, and I'm going to share that too, because this card is speaking to someone out there listening to us today. So listen up, because it might be you. This is a successful time. Your current projects will go well. You may be promoted or offered a higher salary. Your talents and skills will bring rewards for you and others. Accept the opportunities offered you and have confidence that you'll succeed. And someone with outstanding business skills who is good with money and can provide excellent service and advice. Sounds like a coach, huh?
Did you pull that one on purpose? Did you pre-pull that one? Or
I must have. Somebody out there must need to hear this.
Oh my gosh.
A person who has been successful in a career and now enjoys the finer things in life. Professional, generous, responsible, practical, competent. So.
Wow. Listen, I know that was pulled randomly. It's hard to believe because it fits perfectly with the show today. Thank you so much for that. Really appreciate the wisdom. Thank you for sharing that. And the wisdom you've shared with us in this entire program has been wonderful. We really appreciate the idea of forest for the trees and maintaining, finding out what's really important to you as an individual, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur. There's also the idea of letting go of the emotional baggage, which has been wonderful. So many great tools, primarily meditation. And of course, our last tip, our last point is, Cindy?
The last point is focus and determination.
Focus and determination. Yes, absolutely.
Yes. And take a look at your time wasters. You know, if you don't know how much time you're spending on your cell phone other than communicating, set a timer. And then to keep track, just to see what kind of time you're investing there. And if it's not for work-related or personal for your family, then see what else you could do with those times. And the same with the television. You know, take a look at how much time you're spending on the television, because those seem to be two of your biggest time wasters, what I have seen with most people. And that way, you can take those hours and invest them in a place that you'll have a much higher return.
Fantastic. Cindy, you are the business performance specialist. It's been a real pleasure having you here today and you sharing your knowledge, your insights. Everything that you've shared today has been just invaluable. We have another amazing show that's coming up next time. We have an interview with Alicia Mejia from Copy Clarity. She is a master at writing copy. She creates incredible content for people, for their websites, or their verbiage for communicating in their presentations. And she's going to be here next week to explain everything there is to know about that very valuable, very, very profitable business venture.
Yes, and I gave her a nickname, She didn't like my first one.
What nickname did you give her?
Well, now I'm going to be talking out of school here, right?
So it's all right. Let's hear about it.
Don't listen, Alicia. So the first one I gave her is called Word Ninja.
A Word Ninja? Is that what I heard you say?
Yes, and I think that is totally cool. I can just see that little black body going across the balcony, like a tightrope.
I'm going to keep an eye out for shooting for Chinese stars. Let's make sure there's none of those flying around like the 1980s all over again.
So I changed it up for her, and I said, okay, you can be the Word Angel.
Oh, that seems to fit her a little bit better. I like that, Word Angel. Yeah, she's kind of a nonviolent type. I only see her as a ninja. An angel, yeah, I can buy into that.
Maybe Word Ninja Angel.
We'll see. We'll have to negotiate with her, see how she feels about that. Maybe we'll stick her in a jiu-jitsu class or two.
Well, she is amazing, and I really am going to enjoy bringing her to our audience because she just has an amazing way with her word.
She does. She has an amazing way of communicating both verbally and non-verbally, and we're really lucky we're going to have a little video of her as well. I want to take a moment now to just remind you of the websites that are available. First one, we have imaginemoresuccess.com, which is a fantastic portal where you can learn so much about improving yourself so that you can improve your business. Cindy Hendricks at businessperformancespecialist.com. Great place to sign up. You can get 26 free tips on how to improve your business and make it successful. On the YouTube channel, there's Meditate Me Now, where you can find short meditations for when you just have a few minutes to let go of some of your emotional baggage and get your mind straight.
And I can tell you that though I wrote those meditations, Thomas has put his magnificent voice, that velvet voice, on each of those meditations, and they are just fantastic. If you want to listen to something that's going to move you to make a change in your life, Thomas's voice can help you do that.
Cindy, thank you so much. And thank you so much for sharing everything today. Thank you for giving so much to the audience and really clarifying some of these very valuable points of information that we all needed to hear today. We look forward to seeing you again. Stay tuned for Alicia Mejia on Copy Clarity. But we'll be back next week.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated? And with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish. When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com and get your business where you want it to be.